Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is Julie Brookbank. She is the Vice President for Marketing at Mitchell Technical Institute. Julie, thanks for taking time and coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Kara.
So let's start with the award that Mitchell Technical Institute has received earlier this month.
Yes, we were notified a couple of weeks ago that we had been selected to receive the Siemens Aspen Community College STEM Award for 2019. It's a two-year cycle for our power line construction and maintenance program. And as you mentioned, with that comes some nice money, $50,000, and a lot of national recognition.
So let's start. Let's talk a little bit about the power line construction and maintenance program at Mitchell Tech.
The power line program is one of our most popular programs by enrollment. We've offered the program here at MTI since 1974, and it would not be a stretch to say that probably a majority of the line workers in South Dakota, whether they're working for a rural electric cooperative, for an investor-owned utility, or for a municipal utility, are graduates of our program. We have multi-generational workers out there who enjoy great incomes, great job security, and of course, the rest of us as citizens are dependent on their good work to make sure that our lights stay on.
Exactly. And talk a little bit about how this is STEM related, because that's a big important part of the prize.
It is definitely an important part of the prize. The Aspen Institute does a lot of work to recognize community college and technical college education across the country. And this is the third round of these Siemens Scholar Awards that they have done over the last 5 to 6 years. And what they have done is put together a program that focuses in those STEM areas at two-year colleges. And so the areas that they focus in include healthcare, energy, manufacturing, some of those middle skills programs that may be overlooked for other competitions or other recognitions. And you might not think of a power line worker as a STEM worker, but when you're talking about the technical aspect of it and, of course, related to energy, our program was one that stood out to them, and they thought that it deserves some recognition.
And Mitchell Tech is one of 8 community colleges that were awarded this prize, but the only one in South Dakota.
That's correct. There were actually 4 in Florida this round, and then there was one out of Missouri, one out of Minnesota, one out of New Mexico, and then the one here in South Dakota. Lake Area Technical Institute did receive Siemens scholarships in a previous round, and so mm-hmm. South Dakota can be pointed to as a real example of how these STEM careers can lead graduates through a relatively short amount of education into a great skilled career with excellent wages.
Now, is this something that you have to be nominated for? Do you have to do a lot of paperwork and selling? Or is this something that they just go out and take a look at what you're doing and award you prizes?
Well, it starts out with a broad look at what community colleges are doing, and the Aspen Institute then identifies what they consider to be the top 150 two-year colleges in the United States to compete for what will ultimately be named the Aspen Prize winner. Within that group of 150 schools, they hand-pick schools to apply for the Siemens Award, and Mitchell Tech was selected. We were able to nominate up to 3 programs that fit a fairly strict set of guidelines and criteria, and so the Powerline program was an excellent fit. It's a data-based application. We have to put together a lot of information regarding enrollment in the program, retention of students, graduate outcomes, placement, wages for students both immediately after graduating and 5 years after graduating. So, and then quite a lengthy narrative. And then we submitted that. We were notified in September. We submitted our application in early November. And then we received word that we had won the award in January.
And plans for the money? You're going to split that in half?
It comes with guidelines. The $50,000 is to be split into two pots. $25,000 will go into direct program support. So that means the program head, department head, and his faculty will be able to sit down with their wish list and make purchases or provide for materials or developmental support that will directly affect the program. And I have it on good authority that they've already kind of chosen what they want to get with their winnings. The other $25,000, we will go through a fairly rigorous selection process. We can identify a minimum of three students and make awards ranging from $3,500 to $10,000 to students who are currently enrolled in the program as scholarship dollars that will be paid directly to them this semester, and they can use that money to repay student loans or to further their education or whatever works best for them. So we will be embarking on the selection process for the student winners in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Paint me a picture, Julie, of Mitchell Technical Institute. Different kinds of programs that you have there, number of students, that kind of thing.
Sure. Our enrollment is about 1,250 students. About 900 of those are full-time on our campus here located in Mitchell right along Interstate 90. We offer just over 30 programs in six different divisions. Of course, energy is a big one for us with our power line program. We also have a wind technology program, and we've expanded into a specialty area of substation in energy. We also have health programs, programs in business and services, agriculture and transportation, construction and manufacturing, and then we have an online division that consists of programs that are offered 100% online.
Okay. And students come there, it's a two-year education, graduate, get a job. There's a lot of focus right now on this type of education in South Dakota for workforce development. And tell me a little bit about the role MTI plays in all
Absolutely.
Of that conversation.
Yeah. Well, we've been around for 50 years. The Technical Institute system in South Dakota was founded generally right around 1968. So Mitchell Tech is going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And along with the other three technical institutes in Sioux Falls, Watertown, and Rapid City, we've always known that the key to good employment in South Dakota were some strong technical skills. And so we've worked very hard over the years to educate families and students and employers about the value and the benefit of what we provide. And it's been just a wonderful process the last few years, especially under the guidance of Governor Dennis Dugard, who worked to put together the Build Dakota Scholarship Program with Mr. Denny Sanford. And that's provided some wonderful scholarship opportunities to help increase our workforce. So I think the focus on technical education for our state has been a very good one. A large majority of technical graduates stay in South Dakota. For Mitchell Tech in particular, that's typically between 75 and 80% of our graduates want to stay in our state and work. So that's good for South Dakota's workforce. It's good for our economy. It's good for our smaller communities, for our schools. There's just a lot of benefits to these young people who come out of small towns a lot of times in South Dakota, and they want to go back to their hometowns and thrive and grow and live with their families. So I think technical education is kind of going through a little bit of a revitalization in our state, and we're very pleased to see that.
And do most of the students, are most of your students from around the area from South Dakota, or do they come from all over?
Well, they can come from all over. One of the unique things about technical education in South Dakota is that we don't charge out-of-state tuition rates. So it doesn't matter where they come from, but we are attractive to students from this state. And here in Mitchell, again, that's a kind of a comparable number. We're looking at probably about 80% of our students are from in-state as well when they enroll, and about that many stay in the state as well.
And with the Build Dakota Scholarship, are you?
I lost part of the question. You started asking about the Build Dakota Scholarship.
Right. And are you seeing that that's attracting more students to technical education?
Yes, that has definitely been a bonus for us. The money that we are able to distribute across the system throughout the length of the scholarship life enables about 50 to 60 students annually at Mitchell Tech to go through their education on a full ride. All their expenses are paid, their tuition, their fees, books and tools, whatever is required for their education. And if they commit to working in South Dakota after graduation for 3 years, they will come out with a two-year education debt-free. So it's been a great program. It's attractive to a lot of families. We have a lot of applicants. We are in process right now for next fall's cohort, and the applications are open through March 31st.
Okay, Julie Brookbank, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today.
Thank you so much.